B'tachon for Life, Shir 1757, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshas Emor. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously with Hakaras HaToiv to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for everything that he's done in the past and that he will Be'ezer Hashem continue to do. The Schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha and Brocha La'irich Yom Tovim. We are discussing the different levels of Emuna that the Michtam Eliyahu brings, and it's important to understand, one of our listeners reached out and asked, is this something that's practical? Could a regular person adapt these attitudes that whatever I'm doing is essentially nothing, is essentially not accomplishing anything? It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically what these three levels lead up to. There's one more level that Be'ezer Hashem will discuss, but that is basically the message of the peak of these three levels. That nature and Hishtadlus does nothing. I just have a responsibility to do Hishtadlus, but really it's accomplishing nothing. Could a regular person live like that? Now, it's important to understand this. What does that mean, a regular person? A person can live with any attitude that he allows himself to live with. You know, you look back a few years ago and you thought you couldn't accomplish this and you thought you couldn't do that, and all of a sudden you start doing it and you realize you can do it. A person's neshama is nitzchi, is endless, is infinite. You have an infinite amount of energy inside of you. Now, obviously, you're not going to do something that's reckless. A person has a responsibility to do proper hishtadlus. And proper hishtadlus means, like we mentioned many times, we're actually elaborating on it now in the Machshava for Life Shir from the Michtam Eliyahu in a different place. But hishtadlus means that a person does something that he wouldn't look back and regret, that he should have done more. That's essentially the deciding factor of how much hishtadlus a person should do. So as long as you're doing normal hishtadlus, you don't do something that's reckless, you don't do something that's improper, it's all about the attitude. Could you have such an attitude? It's up to you. It's up to your decision. If you put an effort and you try to repeat it to yourself constantly, the Chafetz Chaim used to work on Emunah and Bitachon every single day. The more you repeat it, the more you say it, the more you talk about it, the more you'll get there. Is it practical? It depends on you. If you're willing to put in the effort, yes, you can get there. You can live with real Bitachon, with real Emunah. And as we explained, as you move higher in the Bitachon levels, you have to do less and less Hishtadlus. But yes, you can get there. It depends on work. It depends on effort. It depends on perseverance. And most importantly, it depends on the emuna in yourself that you believe that you can get there.